Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and my visit with Jim Cavanaugh. The Cavanaugh family, the Taylor family, trying to bring MLS to St. Louis, and still some hurdles to cross before the MLS is here in St. Louis and that stadium is built in downtown St. Louis, but every day looking better and better here in town. The owners' meetings of MLS held today in New York. Among the topics, expansion. We'll get into that. St. Louis at the forefront of that. We'll also talk about what cities, St. Louis, they are competing against. After the Board of Aldermen meeting, how much momentum now here in town for this project, and some of the things that they have to cross, the bridges they have to cross to get this done here in St. Louis. This is brought to you by Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. Hot Shots, proud home of St. Louis Blues hockey. Watch all the games on their big screens, 11 area locations. Score a hat trick of savings. Great food and drink specials available every Blues game at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. Hair Saloon for Men. They love soccer. I go there. Take both my boys there. Founded in 1997, now 16 locations in St. Louis. Complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, and that is for $22 at Hair Saloon for Men. Coming up, we visit and get the latest with Jim Cavanaugh on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.
Hi, my name is Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. I was born and raised in St. Louis. My team and I pour our hearts and soul into this community. Our job is to offer the best mortgage loans for this town. We are here to support anything that's good for St. Louis, and that's why our team firmly stands behind MLS for the Lou. Enjoy the podcast.
Well, it was a busy day in New York. It was the owners' meetings in New York, and among the topics, expansion, and certainly a lot of fans here in St. Louis are curious if anything concerning MLS to St. Louis was discussed. Now, our understanding is that none of the ownership in terms of the St. Louis contingent was in New York. Their presentation has been made, but you can understand that fans here in St. Louis are curious if maybe it was discussed at all or if there's some rumors coming out of it. So we go straight to the source, and that's Jim Cavanaugh. Jim, as always, I appreciate your time and what you're trying to do in bringing soccer to St. Louis and what you're doing for the city. So thank you so much.
No, my pleasure, Dan, and thanks for having me on the show and talk about this very important campaign that we have going here. So thank you again.
You bet. Anything come out of today and just your general thoughts of what you heard or some of the impressions of what you got out of those meetings today in New York?
We have not heard anything yet. Today, we talk with different individuals from the MLS on a very, very regular basis, and so they understand intimately all the different things that we're doing and are extremely interested in St. Louis. And I think the vibe and just the momentum gets better and better. So we didn't have a specific ask of them going into this meeting, but we do feel very confident that St. Louis was one of the topics of discussion in their board meeting. So we've always looked at it where the ball is in our court. There's a few things that we want to get buttoned up here locally before we put our what I would consider as our kind of complete application in place with them. And that will be something we'll be working on relatively soon. So overall, I would be surprised if we're not going to hear just very positive things about their view of St. Louis. And based on some of the owners that we've gone out and met, we've met with a number of them. We feel that we've got pretty good support, and the response that we've received from a number of them, they feel good about St. Louis, and I think they'll be very positive on us. So, but at this point, we don't have anything specifically back yet.
I was going to ask you that. Do you have certain owners that say, hey, Jim, hey, Carolyn, we got your back? It's going to be a great rivalry. Maybe it's a regional rivalry with Kansas City or Chicago or somebody else, or it could be somebody on the coast that just says, you know what, guys, you got a great plan in place. You're the perfect fit. We need to be in your town. And we're going to carry the ball a little bit for you at this meeting. Do you get some of that feedback from those owners?
Yes, absolutely. You know, one specific, you know, that I don't think they would mind, or he would mind us quoting. I mean, we've been up to see Cliff Illig and the Kansas City ownership group a few times. They've done an incredible job with their stadium, the experience for the fans. And we've had very good discussions. You know, they're very high on St. Louis. I think they really like the ownership team. They like everything about us, the financial wherewithal, the business acumen, and the passion and experience in the game of soccer. And I think they see that that capability here. And I think what really excites them is to see the ability to create this rivalry between St. Louis and Kansas City, and I think they're very excited about that.
Jim, when you met with the league, did the league say, and you talked about, you know, you want to button up a few things here in St. Louis, did they say, hey, take care of this, take care of that, and then come back and do a final presentation? Or was that you just saying, hey, here's where we're at, we got a lot of things going in the right direction, and when we come back, that'll be our final presentation? You know, kind of tell our fans how that works.
It's pretty much the latter. Dan, as you mentioned it, we have taken what I would consider is a fairly conservative approach in regards to overselling who we are and what we're doing here in St. Louis, and I would describe it as we have under-promised and we're over-delivering what we communicated to the MLS some time ago. And, you know, they've been down this road before with a number of different ownership groups and different cities. And I don't think they see many of them move as quickly as we're moving. So we were, you know, we basically told them, this is the plan that we have, and this is the process we're going to go through. And we think we have a pretty good understanding of what needs to be done, and the impediments that may be in our way to try to move them or remove them if possible. And so I think we have quickly gone from out of sight and out of mind to I believe we're the lead horse here in this race. And you know, our view is that we just want to finalize a few things here in regards to call it our application and just the overall proposal we're putting together. And I think we'll have that put together pretty soon here that we'll go back and present to them and really make it what I believe is going to be very, very difficult for them to say no.
Would Don Garber come to St. Louis, Jim, or would you go to the league offices, or do you anticipate maybe both those things happening?
It's probably a little combination. I definitely would see him and his team making another visit. They've already, you know, there's different members of the team that have been here to see the site location, spend some time with us. And I think they just get more and more positive on St. Louis because they see the progress and the significant progress we're making. And I think the more they get to spend time with the collective ownership group here, the more they like what they see. So I think it would be a little bit of both, Dan. I think, you know, we'll probably make a trip up there, but I definitely think they'll be coming here. And I would think we'd want to do some type of rally just to bring some more visibility and awareness, you know, for our fans. And, you know, I think connecting, creating that vibe for some of the future sponsors also.
Dan McLaughlin here from my friends at Schnucks. St. Louis is the birthplace of American soccer. It's time to be the soccer capital of the United States again. As a St. Louis family company, Schnucks is proud to support two great St. Louis families, the Taylors and the Cavanaughs, in their effort to bring Major League Soccer to our city. MLS for the Lou. Think local. Think Schnucks. Jim, if you can clear this up for fans, I think it'd be great. Last week, as Don was kind of doing his State of the Union of the League, he said, hey, we could expand to 28 and 30 And I think there's been some confusion on this. How many spots right now are available, and which cities right now, including St. Louis, are competing for the available spots for expansion? So if you could kind of clear that up a little bit, and we saw Columbus, obviously, with Jimmy Haslam step up with their situation, maybe, you know, give us an idea of what's available and what's going on with all those moving parts right now.
Yes. So if I'm looking at this correctly, by memory, I believe it should be Cincinnati, I believe, would be 24. You'd have Miami, you'd make it 25. Nashville would be 26. Austin, they are pretty much of a lock-in, if not already guaranteed. That would be 27. And we believe there's one more to make it 28, and that would be us. Obviously, that's not a guarantee. There's other teams that they're talking to. So I think that's what the MLS is, you know, the board and Commissioner Garber's looking at now is at 28. But I think what he's also anticipating, you know, relative to, you know, future years down the road, is that there's a number of other cities and viable ownership groups. You know, there's, you know, talks in Vegas and Sacramento, Detroit, Phoenix, San Diego, different locations that I think could fill and expand even beyond 28. So I think that would be my interpretation of what the commissioner's, you know, communicating.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis.
It's happened. It's now open. Lou Fuse Jeep, Highway K, O'Fallon, Missouri. The first standalone, ground-up Jeep store in the country. Largest Jeep inventory in St. Louis. If you want a Jeep, Lou Fuse Jeep is the place to go. 22 service bays, accessories, apparel, state-of-the-art facility. Lou Fuse Jeep, Highway K, O'Fallon, Missouri.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis.
It was so important to get the vote. You got it. 26-2 in favor to move forward with the Board of Aldermen. How much momentum, Jim, have you picked up in terms of businesses here in St. Louis saying, you know what, I want to step up. I want to be a part of this. I want to support the project. So whether it's in a social setting, Jim, or business, how many people have come up to you or Carolyn and said, what can we do to get involved and you know, support this project because we believe in soccer and we believe in growth in St. Louis? How, you know, just the momentum now of the project.
There's a great number of people, businesses, organizations that have really gotten behind us in a pretty significant way. I just spoke to the regional business council, Carolyn and I did earlier this week, and just had great support from all the leadership in the room. And then there's a number of people that are coming up that have, you know, talked to us and said, you know, they'd be interested in some kind of sponsor, taking some type of sponsorship position as we move forward. And so this, the momentum, the support from individuals, the support from businesses, and the support from different groups, political and business groups, has been incredibly positive. So we feel really good about it. And it seems like it's getting a really good vibe and you know, the overall city and county.
You mentioned that there's a few more boxes to check. So land acquisition is something that's been talked about. I'm sure the lease will be talked about. Can you go without, you know, tipping your hand on too much because you're in negotiations with all this, but you know, can you give us an idea of what you have to go through right now to try to get some of that done?
Yeah, the team, we have a number of different people on the team that are working through the details, which, you know, I'm not going to go into the details and bore anybody with it, but you know, there's the finer details of the financial and legal work that needs to be worked through, and we're working through that in a very cooperative, collaborative way. And I think we'll have the things in place that we need very shortly here. And then from there, it's really fine tuning what I would consider is our overall application and business plan that would be, you know, also in alignment with fine-tuning the site plans and the stadium design and build, which would all be a part of that. So as we put all of those pieces together, which we have a significant amount of that done today, we're fine-tuning different pieces of that, and once we have it all in place, that's when we're going to move forward, present that to the MLS, and try to get an answer from them. So pretty excited about it. It's all come together pretty well.
It's unbelievable how quickly this has come together. A lot of fans would want me to ask, Jim, so I'll ask you, do you have a timetable? Is there a timetable on this when you feel that you will present and when you might get an answer back from Don and his team?
Yeah, the timetable, Dan, I've been throwing out, and again, this is a bit of an art, is as much of an art as it is a science on this. But I'm just looking at the things in regards to our proposal, what based on the things that we control. I believe that, you know, we should be able to present something and get feedback, verbal feedback from them. I would think by the end of January. We should be in a good position, unless there's something that pops up that we're just not anticipating, that we would know where we stand by the end of January.
It's amazing. As you know, Jim, I've been hammering the point, and I think now, and I don't know if you're getting this too, but you've been knee deep in it, if not neck deep in it, is that it's blighted land, hasn't drawn a cent of tax money for what, since the mid 1960s,
right.
It's 400, probably 400 plus million of private investment. And the only taxes drawn on this is if you go to a game and it comes out of your ticket or concessions. And now people are saying, oh, really? It's like it's finally hitting home. And now people are saying, this is incredible. Are you getting that too?
Yeah, absolutely. It was kind of funny. I actually, at the RBC, the Regional Business Council meeting, the mayor was there, and I was talking to her, and you know, she was a CFO by background and obviously understands the numbers very well, and was just very clear that, you know, Jim, this is a very good deal. You know, this is a very good deal. It's not like it's overly complicated. You know, this is, you know, an area that you just described, Dan, that has not produced any tax revenue in 60, 70 years. And, you know, we're not doing any broad-based tax in the city. It's based on the revenue that's being created due to the building of the stadium. So it creates an incremental revenue base for the city, and any tax that's being abated for us, or taxes that we're creating based on bringing an MLS here and building the stadium and creating new jobs and driving more revenue, that's going to be, again, very, I believe, just strategic to, you know, $8 billion in construction that's going on in downtown and midtown. That's very exciting. I'm on the St. Louis University's Board of Trustees, and, you know, we had some people come in and present regards to a lot of the developments going on around St. Louis University and midtown. And all of these things feed on each other, and it's all positive for St. Louis, and St. Louis being more progressive in regards to being more attractive for millennials and for people to live downtown, and just more energy and business activity. So this is not the end all, but it's a strategic piece that's very complementary to many other good things that are going on.
As you know, I think it's just amazing. And my final question is, how are you balancing being at Worldwide Technology and also trying to bring professional soccer to St. Louis? Are you sleeping at all?
Not much. It's definitely a whirlwind. I've got a passion for both Worldwide and for the game of soccer and what we're doing here. So making it work, but it's definitely a lot of work. It was interesting. I was just up meeting with a CEO in Columbus this week, and he had some intimate knowledge of a lot of things going on up in their area regarding MLS, and they feel really good about, you know, the team sticking around and the change in ownership. So Some of these things are connected. You can create some synergy out of it. But yeah, thanks for asking, Dan. It's a load, but it's something I'm very passionate about, both of them.
It'll be well worth it in the end. And Jim, if you come in under budget, and I say when, because I think it's going to happen, just throw some of that money towards Bryce Harper, and then everything will be perfect.
I'll make a note of that, Dan. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks, okay. Jim, for everything. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Dan. We appreciate everybody's support on this.